big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's right. Welcome back. Exciting. More money advice with the Brain Trust. That's all just ahead. I'm Johnny Dean. I've got Professor Rick Plum with me once again, and your chance to call in and ask your money questions is right now. We still have a couple of lines open. We are your source for the best in money information. I'll state that categorically right here on the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. We do have a couple of lines open, but get them now because they will go fast. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You should take advantage of the resources here on the program. You call us, you ask your money questions, and we'll answer them for you live on the show. Emails, you send those to us via wealthed.com. Our website is right where you see the Find Your Answer link there near the upper part of the page. Working our way through the email stack today as we speak. We should get to at least a couple of them this hour. Professor Rick Plum here with us again. As I said before, Rick's a certified financial planner, and he joins me courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. We've been saying this for a long time. You need a buckets plan. You need one that's specifically tailored to meet your individual goals and needs. That's why you call the Brain Trust, right? You can get your answers both on and off the air. Rick Plum or any other advisor at Lucia Capital Group, available at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. The advisor standing by to help you give to you the individualized help, the attention that you need. It's important. 800-644-1150. On the air, you reach us at 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I figured out, too, recently, Professor Plum, not that this matters to anybody, but maybe from an historical perspective, that in the next, I believe it's the next 2 or 3 months, and I got to look it up, we're going to hit our 25th anniversary of doing this show. 25 years. Congratulations to us are in order, right? So send your cards, your letters, your flowers, your gifts. I'm kidding.
I can't take credit for all 25 years.
Yeah, you came on board about 2 years after, right?
1993.
Okay. Well, in 1991, this is when we started this program.
Started the birth of this.
It really was. It was a late night show at that time. It was a 1 hour show, and we didn't know what the heck we were doing. We just started talking. We had a little bit of prep. We figured everybody was going to call.
Nobody.
I think at the end of the show, we might have had one call. I don't remember.
First call? First night?
I think so, but I mean, it was rough. It was rough. So anyway, that's neither here nor there, but I thought I would mention that because I think that's kind of cool. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So here's something for you. Some retirement myths. Now, I think I said this last week. Motley Fool, who put this out, 5 retirement myths totally debunked. Now,
totally debunked means that the myth is completely and utterly untrue.
Well, which makes it a myth, right? I mean, it's supposed to. So mm-hmm. The question is, are these things myths? Now, we had read something from them a little while ago, not that far back. It talked about, I think it was the 5 things you should never, ever do with Social Security. The 5 fatal mistakes you're making with Social Security, something like that. Now, with just about every one of those, they finished it up with a paragraph.
This is a mistake unless you do it this way.
Right. So one of them was
never take it early.
Never take it early ever because you're missing out. Wait till 66 or even better, age 70. And they gave all these reasons. And they said, of course, if you need the money or if you're not going to live very long or blah, 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 such and such.
Then taking it early makes sense.
Completely invalidating it. Now, they don't necessarily do that here, so I'm going to bring this up. By the way, 877-PLANET.
Well, they say the myth is completely debunked.
Well, let's see
so
what
it means
say.
That it's a total myth.
Okay.
And that it's never correct.
Well, see what you think. Myth number one. Your retirement date will be entirely up to you. Now, that's the myth that they say.
And
they
that one's probably more myth than anything else. Retirement, very few people can actually say, I want to retire on this date, and that's the date that actually happens. Either emotions get involved and you say, yeah, I want to retire on that date, but I just don't quite feel comfortable leaving yet. So you stay on for another 3 months, a year, 2 years, or something of that nature. Or you say, I want to retire when I'm 65, 66, pick a number, and something happens well before that, 62, 63, 64, 55. We were just speaking with a gentleman on the phone that wanted to retire at 60, but now because of health issues, he may have to go out at 55, 56. It happens a lot where people do not get to pick their own date. Some do, but I would say the ones that do are the minority. So I don't know if that's actually a myth to begin with. I've never heard that either.
It's always entirely, it's never, you know, instinctively it may not be entirely up to you.
I've seen as many times where we've sat down with somebody and crunched the numbers and said, you know what? You can retire now. You have enough money. You have more than enough money to retire now. And they just, they break down and cry because they didn't know. They, really? I can, oh my gosh. I didn't know I could do that. I thought I had to work another 10 years or whatever. They had never looked at it as an overall plan and said, okay, yes, you can retire. Now, that doesn't mean you should. From an emotional standpoint, it may mean that you don't want to.
Right.
Maybe you really enjoy it, but other people just, they really are just well happy to know that they can do it, and it takes them by surprise.
As I said in the article, getting laid off, yes, suffering an unexpected health problem, or even needing to leave your job to care for a loved one, that's going to change that plan. So, yeah, that probably is a myth, although there are many people who still retire exactly when they wanted to do so.
So it goes both ways. So you can't say that the myth
exactly
is debunked because it is still true in some cases.
It's really not.
But that's the whole idea of a myth, is that a myth isn't a rule. It doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. There's enough truth in it to make it kind of...
Okay, there you go. We got more coming up. Take a few calls. 877-PLANNER. Still two lines open, 877-PLANNER. Let's go next to Kevin in Des Moines. Hi, Kevin.
You can retire.
How are you?
That doesn't mean you should.
Oh, that sounds like...
I think I've heard this.
You know what? Put him on hold for a second. Hang on. Put him on hold for a second.
Get him to turn his video back
on. I enjoy hearing what you had to say and what I have to say.
Twice?
Yeah, but not so soon. Not so soon. All right, well, let's hold on and see if Kevin is there. If not, I'll get to the next myth because I don't have time to.
Number two.
Okay. Well, keep me posted on that, if you would. Once again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Are we all right? All right. We go back? Okay. We'll go back to Kevin then in Des Moines. Kevin, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi. How can we help you today?
Well, I wonder if I did the right thing.
Okay.
I've got money saved in the bank. And I took my Social Security at 62.
Okay.
I had lost my job, and instead of looking for another job, I decided to sign up for Social Security.
Okay.
Which I did not get a whole lot. About $1,030 a month.
Okay, so how much do you need to live?
Well, $1,030 a month don't go far.
No, it doesn't. So how much more per month
do you need? No, you don't afford to drive a car on that either.
No, you can't. What? How short are you, Kevin, on per month?
Quite a bit.
Well, how much money do you have in the bank?
About $100,000.
Okay, so $100,000 sounds like a nice round number, but if you need a couple thousand a month, it's not going to last that long. If you need $1,000 a month, it's not going to last that long. So the issue is, do you have enough money to have made the decision to retire? So how much money do you need per month?
I really didn't, but I didn't want to. The thing is, I didn't want to spend the money I had saved in there over the years.
Right, but you got to come up with the money somewhere. If Social Security is not enough, you either need to get a job.
No.
Or you need to take money out of the bank. Where else is the money going to come from?
I don't know. I'll have to go out and try to find a job.
I think that's probably going to do it. Now, you can continue to receive your Social Security and have earned income as long as you don't
get... Right now, I can't.
Why?
Because right now, I'm only 64.
Right. You can earn up to about $16,000 without giving any of the Social Security back.
$15,720.
Yep. That's just under $16,000.
If you want to work for $8 an hour...
Well, you don't have to work full time to get that either. If you can find a job at $20 an hour, you only work, part time, just to get the money coming in. Now, on the other side, if you can make $40,000 a year, get the job at $40,000 a year. Stop Social Security, yeah. and it'll grow between now and when you ultimately take it, or at age 66. The job is more important than the Social Security right now.
The thing is, if I make over that amount. $15,720.
Yeah.
I make over that amount, they'll take $1 for every $2 I make.
Yeah, they will, of the benefit that you're currently receiving. So they will reduce the benefit that you're receiving. So let's say you get a job making $40,000. That's well over the limit. You call them, show them your paycheck, and say, I am earning money. Stop my benefit right now. Do not send me my benefit because I'm working. And they should stop your benefit. And so you don't get the Social Security, but you've got the job making $40,000. You're okay. Then when you ultimately get to age 66 or quit working, you start it back up again, but instead of $1,030, it'll be higher than $1,030 because it will have grown for time because you didn't take it early.
Yeah,
early.
Kevin, if you need some more help with this, hold on, and we'll have somebody talk to you a little bit more about planning from this perspective here. But if there isn't enough money saved up, then, hey, 64, you can still work. Okay, we got more to come. We got to take a break. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's
800-721-6723. Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, give us a call. That's reflecting back a little bit on our previous caller, Kevin, in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, Kevin is getting a little over $1,000 a month on Social Security. It sounded like that was all he had.
That was all he was getting.
That all his income. He's got $100,000
in the bank,
saved up, doing something, and he is short. Now, I don't know how much Kevin is short.
Yeah, he didn't give us that number, but he's short, and it sounded like he didn't want to go back to work because it was his opinion that he couldn't go back to work, but he also didn't want to take money out of the bank, because he wanted that for somewhere down the line. Well, if all I'm getting is Social Security and I'm short per month, he mentioned that on the Social Security he couldn't even drive a car because it didn't cover the insurance and maintenance and gas and everything. And I agree, $1,000 a month is very tough to live off of. So you have a choice. Go back to work if you can do that, or start taking money out of your bank account, which unfortunately is not a good idea because he's going to run out of money. Now, you can go back to work, even if you're under full retirement age and receiving Social Security. You just have to be careful with how much you earn. Now, on the other side, if you can get a job that makes $40,000, $50,000 a year, that's still a better deal. And you're going to lose your Social Security benefit at that point. Do you lose it? You can't receive it now. You're going to wait until you get to full retirement age or you stop earning that type of an income to receive your Social Security again. And when that Social Security starts up again, he was 64. Let's say he starts it up again 2 years from now. It will be more per month because he hasn't taken it early, or he hasn't taken it as early. They look at your Social Security benefit and they reduce it if you are under full retirement age. They reduce it for every month under full retirement age that you start taking it, as early as 62. So if I take it at 62 and then quit at 64 and then restart it again at 66, full retirement age currently, that means I took 24 months, but I also didn't take it for 24 months. They're going to recalculate it, not like I took it 48 months early at 62, but 24 months early, because I received 24 months worth of benefits. Mm-hmm. So it will be higher. It will be better. But more importantly, you also are covering your need from another source. You may be able to save some money if you're making better money. I don't know about that. But it postpones taking a draw from your investment portfolio that is probably not enough to sustain 66, 64 till 85. Yeah. Maybe you work until you're 70, and now the portfolio only needs to sustain 15 years instead of 20 years.
Okay, so you're getting $1,000 a month, roughly, $1,030, I guess is what he said. And let's say you go back to work. Now, if you go back to work, I think you calculated, Professor Plum, that if he makes 40, almost shy of 41,000,
Lose his benefit.
His entire benefit would be wiped out, which would tell me that if he made 20,000, then about half of his retirement benefit.
It doesn't work quite that easy. You've got the first 15,720 for free. So if he makes 20,000, only a little over $2,000 of his benefit gets wiped out.
Okay, so
of money that he makes is going to help.
Okay, right. Oh yeah, right. So that's even better. So let's say he makes 20,000. Let's say he doesn't make 40. He only makes 20. He has, in effect, almost doubled his income And while some of his Social Security is going to go away, he's more than made up for it with the job.
And his $1,030 when he turns 66 will be more.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money that he has to either pay back or it's reduced will continue to basically unreduce itself.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Well,
when they start it again, it won't be reduced as much. So it'll be higher. So if he goes back and gets a job for $41,000 a year and he completely loses all the benefit that he's receiving and he's currently right at 64 years of age, when he starts again at 66, his $1,030 goes back up by over $100 a month. Goes up to about $1,140, $1,150 a month because it isn't reduced as much. And that's assuming that the new year of earning does not add to and enhance his benefit by itself, becoming one of his better 35 years. That I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But he's got two choices. Either find a job or take money out of the bank because he said he can't live on what he's earning now. I guess the third option would be find a rich widow.
You know, there. If you're going to that, then there are probably 9 or 10 other options too. But let's stick with the ones that are a little bit more easily, more readily controllable. All right, so that's what you have to do. Yeah, and once again, you have to start giving back $1 of Social Security for every $2 above
earned
that you
income.
Earn above of earned income above $15,720 currently this year.
Now he's 64 right now.
Yeah, if in he, 2 years.
If he turns 65 this year. Mm-hmm. He only has to worry about it for the rest of this year, because then next year
he'll be 66.
He'll be 66 at some time during that calendar year, and the rule changes, and he'll be able to make almost $42,000 without giving back a dime of his Social Security benefit.
So maybe if he can find a job, and I don't know if he can, but let's say if he could find a job for $35,000-$40,000 a year, it would behoove him to take the money from the job. Let the Social Security for this year anyway run out or be delayed. They're not going to run out. They're going to put it off to the side. Let it build for a year, year and a half, whatever it is. And then, yeah, once he turns 66, he can continue to work if he wants, which he may have to do.
I think he's going to have to.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's sometimes you have to face that. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Want to get to an email or two here. John in Temecula, California. I'm 63. Be 64 in August. Unmarried. Have one son. Now, he'd asked a question about prior to April 29th. Well, it's a little late for that.
Well, there's also nothing he could have done.
There was
before.
Nothing he could have done. What is the age I can collect Social Security without penalty? I planned on working 10 more years or so. Thought that if I collect Social Security and still work, I can put Social Security dollars against paying my home.
Well, you could. You have to turn full retirement age to get away from the earnings retirement earnings test, like we were speaking with our last caller. There is a retirement earnings test if you are under full retirement age. If you're 64 right now, he said?
Yes.
Well, 64 in August, that means your full retirement age is 66. Once you get to 66, you can earn as much money as you like and still receive your Social Security benefit. Now, should you? Because what he's looking at is taking that Social Security benefit and putting it against his mortgage to try to retire the mortgage. He doesn't say whether he can actually pay his house off between then and when he ultimately retires by using this extra money. But I would caution it and not decide to take the Social Security at 66 or 70 based on that number, but based on other issues. He's single right now. He said he was unmarried. He does have a son, so that might mean that he was married at one point. Was he married for at least 10 years? Is there longevity in his life? Because we're only worried about him at this point. He's unmarried. If he's going to live normal life expectancy or longer, if he was ever married for 10 years and his ex-wife, is at least 62 today and has her own benefit, he could take a benefit from her work record. He's too young to do anything about the April 29th deadline. Even before April 29th, he was too young to do anything about it. But he was old enough and is old enough to do a restricted application if he has somebody that he can pull it from. And if he can pull a benefit for a couple of years and let his grow, that'll most likely be a much better deal than taking his own benefit and paying off the Social Security or using the Social Security to reduce the mortgage on his house.
Yeah, now he's got to wait till age 66. He's got to wait a couple of years before
he can do that.
So,
66.
Right. So if he can hang on, it sounds like he doesn't need the money. He was just talking about paying down the home.
Right.
Now, he doesn't need the extra money, I mean.
And whether he pays off the home. If he can't have that home paid off by 70, I wouldn't do it. Because the payment doesn't go away unless you pay it off.
Yeah, it just shortens the amount of time. Period. But especially if you still have another 25 years or so to
even
go.
Even 10 years. I want the higher Social Security benefit at that point, which comes with delaying it until 70.
Exactly. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Strategy here for you. You give us a call. We got lines open. Talk to us about your money issues. We will solve them as best we can on the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Bucket Strategy Investing, that's the program. We got room on the phones right now. If you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust, I would suggest you do so right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, here to talk to you about whatever's on your mind from a financial standpoint. We do have some more emails to get to. If you want to add to that stack of emails, you can do so by going to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Should remind you, too, just out of the blue, that speaking of WealthEd.com, there are other programs that we have available for you at WealthEd.com. We've had some questions on Social Security. We get them all the time. Several email questions we'll get to perhaps in a little bit talking about Social Security. And we've got a very special. We got a very special show for you devoted to Social Security. And it happens every Tuesday. Only at WealthEd.com. You could join the Brain Trust, me and Professor Rick Plum, on the Social Security Show. It happens Tuesdays, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. That would be 3 o'clock Central and 8:15 Hawaii time, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, WealthEd.com, Social Security Show. We would love to have you join us there, talking all about laws, rules, rule changes, strategies, emails. We also answer a couple of your calls during the show. Social Security Show, the hotline, 800-838-0483. If you missed that, I just threw it out there. Go to wealthed.com. You'll see it there, and you can leave us your recorded question. We will answer it on the program. Again, Social Security Show, every Tuesday, live, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern, only at wealthed.com. I had a question earlier. You know, we really didn't get into the all the asset location stuff, Professor Plum. Had a question from somebody. In fact, a couple of different ones. I'm not sure the second one is as relevant to asset location, but the first one had to do with this. Well, are there better assets to inherit than others with regard to assets? They said allocation, but location as well. Which asset are there better assets to inherit?
Well, I mean, if I have the choice, if somebody said, I'm going to leave you $1 million, Rick, would you like it in the form of a Roth IRA, a traditional IRA? Would you like it in the form of a personal account? Or would you like it in the form of a deferred annuity that's been deferred for some time? I'm going to say a Roth IRA. So from an account standpoint, the Roth IRA, again, assuming equal dollar amounts in each one, the Roth IRA is easier to deal with because I can maintain at least some amount of the tax-free growth continuing. I only have to do a little bit of required minimum distribution, or I can obviously take out more whenever I want it. A personal account would be not too far away from that, because when somebody passed away, let's say they had a bunch of stocks or a real estate or some appreciated asset, they've left it alone for 10 or 15 years, then they've just let it sit and grow. There wouldn't be much in the way of taxation if I were to spend or sell anything that was in the account that I inherited right after the person died. Because we have a new basis. I, as the beneficiary, have a new basis on a personal account. That basis is the value on the date of death of the individual who left it to me. Roth IRA, I can continue the tax-free except for the required minimum distribution. Personal accounts, pretty tax efficient right away. Now, if I leave it alone for another 20 or 30 years, I could potentially have some taxes there, but you know that's not such a bad deal. IRAs, okay, the money in the IRA is going to be taxable to me at some point, and I do have to start taking a required minimum distribution the year after the year of death, and so I'm going to have to start paying some taxes on that money. So from a tax standpoint, assuming identical investments, the tax standpoint favors the Roth, next in line is personal, the IRA, but the IRA is not so bad that, I mean, because I can stretch it out over my life expectancy too, so I can kind of potentially manage the taxation a little bit But I do have to take it into consideration. Do I want to take more this year, less this year? And
it's going to be taxable to you.
And it's going to be taxable to me no matter what I do, no matter what's in the account.
Yeah, it's going to be taxable at ordinary income rates too.
Now, the last one, if I had a choice, I would not want this, but hey, any inheritance is worthwhile getting, is a fixed annuity, variable annuity, some type of deferred annuity that's been deferred for a long time. Because for the most part, it's going to be taxed. I mean, there is no resetting of the basis. The basis doesn't change. The taxable event, whatever's been deferred is still going to be deferred. Whatever's been deferred is still going to be taxable. But most annuities, I can't continue to defer, and I can't stretch out. Now, there has been a new, what they call private letter ruling, PLR, that applies to one person and one person only about doing 1035 exchanges after death and allowing somebody to have a little bit more control, the beneficiary to have a little bit more control. Some of the companies, the insurance companies, have bought into this. Some of them have not. They want to see it applied to more people. So there is the possibility that I may be able to stretch it out for a little while. But I'd have to stay within the annuity world, which some people don't want to do. When you inherit something at 50-55 from somebody who's 80-85, your goals may not be in line with what their goals were. And so you may want to change the investment. But it's generally a lot more cumbersome to inherit a heavily deferred annuity, whether it's fixed or variable. We're just talking about something that has a lot of potential growth in it.
Now, what you're saying with all this is, if you had a choice.
If I had a choice.
Yeah.
I am not going to turn down an inheritance. So if anybody's putting my name on the bottom line, that's I'm not going to be so ungrateful to say no.
No, I mean, you get a million in a Roth, or you can get
a million in a traditional IRA. Yeah, I'd rather have the million in the Roth, thank you very much.
Right, but if
take the million in the traditional too.
Right, if all that's left, and then you're going to have to pay, maybe 35%.
But we're also only looking at one side of the equation, and we're looking at the side of the equation which, in my opinion, doesn't get a vote. The person that gets to vote on what you get to inherit is who owns the money in the first place. What's the most beneficial use of the money in their world? Should they be spending traditional IRA or leaving it for heirs? Should they be spending the deferred annuity or leaving it for heirs? Who are you going to want to pay the taxes on those funds? You or your heirs? And right. Even if you're in a higher tax bracket than the heirs, or even if you're in a lower tax bracket than the heirs, some people will say, you know what? Tough. They're inheriting. They didn't put anything into this account. I'm doing what's best for me, the owner of the money. And you know what? That's the way to look at it. What do you want to do with your money? We were playing a game, what would I like to inherit? It isn't up to me as the beneficiary. And so if I have a choice, which is that I don't, I lay it out as we did a minute ago. But what's best use of the money for the person that owns it, that built it, that created it?
So if some type of deferred annuity, fixed annuity, whatever it is in that person's best interest, then
by
that's
golly,
the one
use
you should.
It.
There you go. That's the ultimate in selfless thinking, Professor Plum.
Hey, it's fine. It's your money. Yours.
And as long as it's going to be your money at some point, you don't care one way or the other.
If it makes sense to you to leave,
of course.
Then do it the way that makes sense to you to leave.
Of course. So there really is no one rule of thumb on this. Okay, 877 Planner. Another question here. I understand that you're getting some calls from people, Professor Plum, about irrevocable trusts lately, more than you normally have.
It's been weird, yes.
And do you sense a reason why? Is this for tax purposes or for...
Well, there have been a couple of reasons. One of the main reasons is liability, but for some reason I've been hearing in people calling in saying, I want to do this to shift the income tax burden. I want to create a trust for my kids and start funding it and... because I don't want to have to pay the income taxes. Well, given the choice of you paying the income taxes or an irrevocable trust paying the income taxes, you're much better off you paying them in most cases. Because the irrevocable trust tax situation, it is its own tax entity. It's its own little world. And so any earnings within the trust become taxable to the trust, and the trust doesn't have the same exemptions you do, doesn't have... It has the same percentage brackets, but not as much room in the bracket. For instance, a married couple can have $75,000-ish, close to it, of taxable income. That's after all deductions and everything else. And even if you don't have itemized deductions, that means you can have a gross income of around $95,000, married couple, and stay in the 15% income tax bracket. An irrevocable trust it's about $2,400 to stay in the 15% bracket. Yeah. Once you go over that, you're in the 25% bracket. And that lasts for
another
not
couple
long
grand.
Ways. Married couple can go up to about 130,000 of total income, 150,000 of total income, even with just standard deductions, stay in the 25% bracket. The trust, about $4,000. A married couple can have more than $400,000. I'm assuming a joint return. More than $400,000 of taxable income. That's after all deductions and exemptions. And not hit the highest of high 39.6% bracket. The irrevocable trust, about $12,500. That's a big difference. And it hits a lot harder. So if you're doing it for liability, do it right. And you're going to pay a little bit more potentially in taxes. Now, a lot of people use irrevocable trusts, and one of the fundings for estate taxes, for legacy planning and other things, what do they put into the irrevocable trust? They put a life insurance policy in there. Why? Well, because one thing, it provides a guaranteed death benefit at some point in the future, immediate, almost immediate, a couple of weeks, you know, you get cash flooding the account, but it also doesn't have any taxable event while you're holding on to it. It can be a very efficient use in that area, inside of an irrevocable trust, outside of your estate. But we've got to pay attention to what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and then there's the irrevocable part. When you put that in there, it's
hard to get back.
It can be. That's those two little letters, IR, make it more difficult. Okay, if you have questions on any of this or anything else, give us a call. We've got a couple of lines open right now. 877-PLANNER, our number. Right now, 877-PLANNER. Emails, trivia, your phone calls when we return on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com. New rotary encoder, ordered on Grainger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Market Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day talking to you about money, different aspects of money. Now, I said we didn't really get into the entire topic of asset location. There's a lot to cover on this, and so we'll move that, probably the meat of it, to another day, not too far from now. But we've got more coming up on this program tomorrow. This also speaks to strategy, and this is really something that, for whatever reason, is ignored, certainly by media, and is not very well tended to by many of those advisors, I would say, non-brain trust type advisors, and that is accumulation versus distribution strategies. There are two parts to your financial life, in essence. There's the period of time, long period of time, where you're building it up. That's the accumulation phase. Now, once you hit whatever your retirement date is, and once you do actually retire, there's another phase. Now, it's not talked about a lot, but the distribution phase is as important, if not more important, than the accumulation phase. I hesitate to say it's more important.
And it doesn't have to be just retirement. There are other accumulation distribution phases of an individual's life.
Sure.
College education, you know, buying the first home. You know, the distribution is a very quick distribution, but what do? Do you just keep the pedal to the metal and stay in stocks until you get to the point where you're in escrow and then sell off? It's all a different strategy about what you do when you don't have money and you have a goal in mind and you're saving towards it, and when you do have money and you don't want to lose it, and or you need to start distributing it. You have to change your game plan.
Yeah, you do. And now there are those who do recognize that you'd have to change your game plan, but in our opinion, a lot of them get it wrong. It's more advisors and brokers and things like that who just recommend a systematic withdrawal of your portfolio. Forget about it. It's real easy, and I don't understand how it works anyway, so let's just take X percent and then rebalance, and then we're off and running. Well, that could be. That could be a recipe for disaster, especially if you happen to retire at what they call the wrong time. And what's the wrong time?
September 2007.
2007 or March of 2000. Any one of those times. And you can't control that.
July of last year?
Okay, well, there's another one. We don't know quite where that's all going, but yeah, that's another one. And it's not like you know this is going to happen and you can't plan your retirement around it. Sometimes it just happens. So we will talk about that. It has a lot to do with strategy, of course, and that's what we are here for. We try to prepare you with strategy, and that's our goal. Okay, 877 Planner. Before we get to calls and an email, let's see. Oh, today, Monday. Okay, this trivia. Is trivia for today. Thank you for that. The Internal Revenue Service is telling us that defined benefit pension plans can be funded to produce an annual benefit at retirement as high as $210,000. That's in 2016. That is up from $175,000 way back when in 2006. Now, a defined benefit plan is a pension plan, okay? There is a limit on how much they can actually provide to you.
Right, the defined benefit plan, the typical pension plan, can provide for a pension that is not supposed to equal more than 100% of what you're currently making. Now, but you can fund for 100% of what you're currently making. But if you're one of these ultra-rich people, you know, that make $1 million a year, you cannot fund on a tax-deductible basis enough into a plan to fund $1 million a year benefit. The most you can fund for is $210,000 a year as a annual benefit from your retirement plan. So what they were talking about was that 10 years ago, 2006, the highest income you could use in the formula for determining your plan or your pension payout was $175,000. Now it's up to $210,000. That's just a normal cost of living increase. It's actually a little under 1.9% a year, which has been about what an average CPI has been over those last 10 years, these last 10 years. So the numbers change a little bit every year, but it's because of CPI. $210,000 supposedly equates to the same income value as $175,000 did 10 years ago. That's what
does it
at.
I don't know. I mean, they base it on a couple of different formulas, I suppose.
Just a number.
Whether that number is accurate, I don't know. But that's the most thing. So even if you had, you know, some kind of,
if I have a salary of $500,000
a year, exactly,
from a qualified defined benefit, a qualified pension, I cannot fund. The company cannot fund a pension for me for $500,000 a year when I retire. The most they can do is $210,000. Now, they can do some things on top of that,
which they all usually do,
which doesn't necessarily give the same tax incentives across the board as a defined benefit plan, where the company can take a deduction to put the money into the plan and you'll be taxed later. But there are things that many of these companies will do for their higher income employees.
Yes, indeed they will. Let's get to Paul in Minneapolis before the top of the hour. I'm 72 years old, says Paul. I went on Social Security disability 5 years before my normal retirement age of 66. Full retirement age, I guess. At the beginning of my benefit period, I was receiving a monthly benefit of $1,448. My wife is 8 years younger than I am and would like to begin receiving a spousal Social Security income, allowing hers to grow instead of claiming benefits from her own record. When she turns 66 in September of 2017. When should she claim her spousal benefits? How much would she receive, and would she be able to do anything to maximize it?
Well, the only time she's going to be eligible for a spousal benefit, unless she wants to take her own first, unless hers is very small, is age 66. She is old enough to still have the ability to do what's known as a restricted application. She was 62 by the beginning of this year. She was 63, 64. So she's old enough to do the restricted application, but to do a restricted application where she applies for only the spousal benefit, she has to be full retirement age. For her, that's age 66. So if she wants to do, you know, most likely maximization is going to be don't do anything until, what was it, August, September? September of 2017, and apply for a spousal only benefit in September 2017. She will get 50%, half of what you're receiving. Because your benefit that you're receiving is your full retirement age benefit. I understand you took it at 61, but it was a disability benefit at that point. And then it flipped to a full retirement age benefit when you hit full retirement age at 66. So you are receiving right at the full retirement age, your primary insurance amount, and she will receive 50% of that number. So if it's $1,448, what, that's $724 a month is what her spousal benefit will be. And because she's old enough, she doesn't have to take her own benefit, as long as she waits until 66 to do this. And then at age 70, she turns around and applies for her own, hopefully significantly enhanced, mm-hmm, benefit, which is a lot more, hopefully, than what you're already receiving.
And by old enough, you mean she was age 62 before the end of 2015.
To have the option to choose to take only the spousal benefit at full retirement age, She had to be 62 by January 1 of this year.
And
she was. She's good to go.
That she did. Okay, we're out of time. If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Rick Plummer, any of the Brain Trust advisors from Lucia Capital Group, off the air, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.